Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour, 5:30 till 7. Well, it's a funny kind of day at the moment. She was blowing this morning and now she's black out there. I think we've got some rain on its way. But anyway, let's say hello to a very dear friend of ours. Bernie Vince joins us once again on the Rush Hour. G'day, Bern. Welcome.
G'day, Jars. Thanks for having me, mate. What are you going to cut in? What are you going to cut?
No, how's your day, Bern?
Oh, it's been good, but I'm just looking at you, across at you, and
yes, sir,
you are sitting in a chair that
yes,
can
sir,
only be described as a throne, and you've got a shirt on saying, six-pack coming soon.
Yes, sir.
Now, where are you at the moment as a bloke?
Oh, I'm feeling real good.
You're really happy
with
yourself.
I'm a cross between Kramer and George Costanza. That's where I'm at.
How's that good?
So you're a mongrel.
And sprinkle me with a bit of Jerry, my favourite show. Now, Bern, let's get underway. We've got a massive hour and a half to get through. Now, obviously, the State of Origin bushfire relief squads have been named.
Yes, they have.
Some boys are very, very, very stiff, but some boys are absolutely delighted.
Yes, there's a bit of local flavour
right
in it today, Jazz. So, obviously, named today. Sloaney will play for the Victorian side. We've got Rory Laird. Tex gets the nod,
yes,
and Brody Smith from the Adelaide Footy Club, obviously being the All-Stars. And then we've got Scotty Lyce and Robbie Gray from Port Adelaide. So a bit of a mixture, four from Adelaide, two from Port. Some big names, though. All the best players in the competition, Jars.
And well done to the lads,
stars.
Yeah.
How good is it? Everyone's putting their hand up. They're excited. They want to play. It's not something that, you know, it's going to drag them down. So it's big names. Do you want me to run you through some of the names,
Just quickly, Victoria. Through Victoria.
Victoria side. Oh, they're full of stars, Victoria. Mm. Steel side bottom. Scott Penderbury, Tom Lynch, Dustin Martin, Sean Higgins, Trent Koch and Patrick Dangerfield, Marcus Bontempelli, Jeremy Cameron. They're all stars across that side. But the All-Stars, obviously, they shape up pretty well as well.
Yeah,
we've got X-Pro, Charlie Cameron, Luke Bruce, Shane Edwards, Stephen Coniglio, Nat Fife. The ruckman will be Brody Grundy, which is the premier ruckman in the competition.
Yeah.
Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Howe. I mean, the list goes on. Jack Rewalt, Lockie Neal. And it finishes off with Elliot Yeo, Dane Zorko. So, I mean, it's going to be a superstar game. We're interviewing Brody Smith coming up, and we're just going to ask him about how excited he is to be a part of this game and play with some of the stars of the competition, Jars.
I think this should be locked in Feb 18th every year, but play a State of Origin. And don't call it State of Origin. This is an exhibition game to raise funds for much-needed families for the bushfire.
Okay, just to clear it up, you called it State of Origin, then
no, I didn't.
Me
I said, no, hang on, listen. I just said, let's lock it away. If they're going to be serious about playing the real State of Origin, South Australia v Victoria or WA,
I
reckon
agree.
The players would support it.
I agree.
This is the right time to play it now.
Well, back in the day when you played it, Jars, how much fun was it playing with the best players?
It's the best standard of football you'll ever play.
Yep.
The best standard of football.
I just wish I got the opportunity to be able to do it.
And that's why we should play it. So you guys like you don't, this current list of players, don't miss out like you did.
Yep.
And good luck to the lads and well done. There's about 14 coaches for both sides.
No, every coach has put their hand up too.
Yeah, I think every AFL coach is on. He's involved.
Just to get him on. But to clear the squads up, squads are 27 at the moment, Jars. So obviously things can happen between now and when they play. So that'll get trimmed down to about 22. So super exciting for the boys involved.
Burns Beef's on its way. Sean Craig Murphy, hello to you. Brody Smith will join us very shortly. Chatty says after 6 o'clock. Just got home from their celebrations with the Redbacks. I'm just hearing them. My mail's out there.
You look ridiculous. I've got to take a photo. Seriously.
Look, I found a comfortable chair.
You look like a Muppet. You seriously do.
You look like Dickie Knee.
Dickie
Knee, just see your head.
Yes, that's Dickie Knee.
Dickie. That's a good name for you, Dickie.
Come on, let's go.
All right.
Here we go.
Smithers is next. Can I call him Smithers?
No, you call him Brody.
Superstar? He is a superstar.
Not yet.
Oh, God. You're a hard man, aren't you?
It's a good song, this one.
You're a hard man, Dickie D. Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on Triple M.
Well, Jars, the exhibition game, as you call it, or State of Origin fundraiser game, squads are out.
Yep.
And this man, All-Australian halfback, Brody Smith has been named in there, and he joins us now on the Rush Hour. Welcome, Brodes.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Yep, Brody.
It must be a huge honour, mate, being named in alongside such great players.
Yeah, it is. I'd written myself off. I didn't think I'd get the call up. So I was very pleased to get the phone call and pumped that guys like Laudy and Tex are going to be over there with me too. So it should be a bit of fun.
Brody, yeah. It's going to be look, it's fantastic. Bushfire relief funds, and we're going to have a massive day, and it's exciting that the boys have all put their hands up. How did the clubs go? Do they nominate two or three players from each club, and then you find out if you're in the squad or not?
Yeah, I believe that's how it went. So I the club came to me and said, if we put your name forward, are you happy to play? Which obviously I was. And so, yeah, that was about a month ago, and then it was just a nervous wait to wait for a phone call to say that you're actually playing. Mm. So, yeah, got that last night. And, I'm definitely pumped to be part of the side. And as I said, it's going to be great to have a couple of good mates in the side as well. It's going to be a good experience.
Originally, I think you could only have maximum of three playing jars, and they changed the rules so then all the good players could play. So some of the, I guess, clubs down the bottom have only got one player in it. But good to see four Crows in. You mentioned a little bit off air. Do you think it's a game where it'll just be open and free flowing, or do you reckon players will really have a crack and play for that jumper?
Well, I do like the idea of an open, free flowing game. There was a bit of action of yourself in about 2008 on the screen today, actually, at the club, Burn. So,
oh, no. What was nice, I doing?
Open flowing. Oh, you shank one from about 50.
Oh, Burn. Burn.
No, I think it might be like the sort of match sim at training. So, obviously, nothing crazy with guys flying back into packs, but still a really competitive sort of game. You want it to be a good spectacle. So, I hope the boys crack in. I think they will.
Do you reckon there's anyone stiff not to make it? We spoke maybe Brad Crouch. But anyone else you think could have made the All-Stars or Victorian sides?
Yeah, Brad and Matt were flat today.
Oh, of course.
As was Big Daniel Talley, I think.
Oh, Daniel's son.
There's definitely a few guys. I think there's a lot of guys that are probably being managed and looked after as well. Guys like Nick Nat, Jeremy McGovern, big names like that. So, the Crouch boys and Talley were definitely dirty this afternoon.
Yeah, so it's a game that you're actually really excited for. You sound like you called it as you were nervously waiting by the phone. So you're really excited. Boys are really excited to play in it.
Yeah, 100%. Tex was up and about today, and as is Laudy, and got straight on the phone to Charlie Cameron once I knew he was in the side as well. So we're obviously looking really forward to playing with each other. And I guess for us footy heads like myself, you know, to play with guys like Fife and Yo and the real superstars of the competition, it's just going to be great. And I think even just training with those guys, I think we're going to have a run the day before. It's just going to be amazing to be around that sort of talent.
Bro, 18th of February in 2021, I think they need to lock down a proper traditional State of Origin game between Victoria and South Australia, and if not WA, because that is the real State of Origin football. And I know it's fantastic what you boys are doing for the community around the country to raise money for the bushfire appeal. But for me, it's still an exhibition game. We've got to put it all in perspective. This is not a State of Origin, but this time next year, can you see that locked in the calendar? Because if you boys come through unscathed, they have to look at it. And yes, bring the bloody State of Origin back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd love to be able to represent the state. Obviously, being an SA boy and to get out there in that Guernsey would be huge. But as it kills me to say, but if you put the SA side next to the Victorian side, it's... it could get a little bit ugly, I think, but it'd be great. It would be great to get out there and represent the state and play a real State of Origin tournament. It'd be unbelievable.
From a Crows point of view now, mate, only two players, I think it is, that are unavailable for selection. Obviously, Duday coming back from the ACL and Riley Knight with his Achilles. Pretty strong position to be in this time of year.
Yeah, it's awesome. I guess every team says it, but we have had a great pre-season and the fitness staff have been really good. They smashed us before Christmas, and then they've really worked us up into. We played our internal trial on the weekend, and now into games. So everyone's feeling really good about themselves and feeling really fit. And the big boys are throwing around some big numbers in the gym too. So everyone's just pumped now that we can finally get out and play our new game plan and have a look at it against some proper opposition.
Well, Broads, it's a fresh start for everyone under the new coach, Matty Nixon. I think the boys will enjoy his coaching. Now, before we let you go, your dad, Gordy, has he booked in 11 tickets for the game over for Marvel Stadium?
He actually called me about half an hour ago saying, how do I get some tickets?
There you go.
So,
he's texted me and my brother already.
Sure. He will be there He'll have a beer waiting for you if you're there.
All right, is he still running the parents supporters group?
Is he in charge?
I think my old man might have passed on the baton.
Yeah, he is. He comes along to the family days and makes sure I introduce him to all the first year players' dads, and so you can get in his corner, in his drinking corner. So yeah, he loves it.
It's a tough corner to get into, but it's a tough corner to get out of as well.
Bro. All the best, mate, and congratulations. It's going to be an exciting night for you boys. Knock off the Vicks for us, mate, in that All-Stars jumper, and good luck for round one for the Adelaide Crows, my friend.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Brody Smith, mate, from the Adelaide Crows, selected in the All-Stars v Victoria Byrne. And I'm glad these boys have got a little bit of a spring in their step.
Yep, no, 100%. No, it's something that I missed out on doing, and I'd love to be part of something like this. So I'm glad they're all excited for it, and I can't wait to see them run around.
It's a Rush Hour family. Nice to have you back for the next hour here till 7 o'clock, and Bernie Vince on fire with Bernie's beef, mate. That was very funny, and your mum sent you a lovely text about it.
She did, actually. She said she was in tears, nice. And I wasn't sure whether she was in tears because she was worried about what I said or she was laughing, but she was laughing.
Well done.
So that's always a good sign.
Good stuff, my boy. Plenty to get through. We're going to catch up with Chatty Shays very shortly. Ross Lyon, the former Fremantle coach, talks about a phone call he received from the Adelaide Crows. We'll investigate that, my friend.
Yeah, hey, you know, this time next week, you're going to be in Kangaroo Island.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
It's not tomorrow, mate.
Shawnee.
It's Thursday,
mate. It's tomorrow.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
It's Tuesday.
It's Thursday.
Yeah. How well are you boys going?
It's Thursday.
Don't we take over the whole station? Or?
Thursday, you're going to be in Kangaroo Island, and even though we're confused about it, well, everyone except Bernie, I'll tell you someone who's very excited. In fact, two people are very excited about it and confused and at the same time. I ruined it, of course.
Oh, this is like a footy trip. We got Bernie and Jars and you and I, Roo. Where are we up to tomorrow?
I am not sure whether to be excited or nervous about this because there's one big dilemma, Ditz, here with us. We have to get up at bloody 5 o'clock. Those idiots will get up about lunchtime.
Look, I actually want Marion Jarman to come with us. I want that bloke under lock and key. I want him babysat.
Can we do the rush?
He's a lunatic.
Can we do the rush hour with Bernie and Marion?
Rush hour with Bernie and Maz.
This is worrying. That's funny.
They're genuinely worried.
Oh,
I saw Roo today, and he's generally worried. Oh. He goes, "Now look, boys, we have to be on air in the morning." And he's,
I said, "I can give him stuff. I'm going hard, Roo."
Name game is back tomorrow. That's definitely back tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. $500 up for grabs. You just have to have a name, and Jars has got a clue for you. This could actually almost guarantee you $500 if you've got this name.
Triple M guest comedian.
Who could that be?
Triple M guest comedian. Well, obviously Limo's one of ours.
Limo, so it could be Anthony. Anthony
Limo.
Yep.
Tony Limo. Could be the Moon Man.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Lawrence,
yep.
Will Anderson. Is he with us still?
No. Not so much. Not so much, no.
What about Bernie Vince?
Oh, yeah.
He's a bit of a comedian.
No one's called Bernie anymore, they reckon.
What?
I'm the last of the Bernies.
I love that, Ditz.
Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Thanks to Automasters on Triple M.
All right, Burn and family, great result by the Redbacks yesterday, Adelaide Oval in their Sheffield Shield game against WA, and one man that just got us going that first innings. He valued his wicket, Burn. He stuck fat, and he bowls beautifully, and he's one of our favourites. Chatty Shays joins us. G'day, Chad. Thanks for your time, mate.
How are you, legend?
Oh, what time did you get home this morning?
Sounds croaky.
No. I did the right thing, got home to me baby daughter, so only a couple of beers after game for me, but I'm sure a few of the boys kicked on and deserved to.
Is the bowling attack back? There's been a lot of talk about how well yourself, Frankie Worrell, who got five wickets in the last innings to get us over the line, how well you're bowling as a unit at the moment. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think we've always had a strong bowling attack, Burn, but at the moment we're every one of us is fit, so as you saw, Joe Manny, who's been a prolific wicket taker for us, he was 12th man. So our depth is back, and as a group, we're bowling really well. And you saw it was an even contribution between all of us throughout the game.
Tommy Cooper's an underrated player who we were following him in the studio live when he got out. We were tracking him all the way to 199. Oh. What happened? Chop one on.
Yeah, he got a bit nervous on 99. I actually went down and said, keep batting like you were before, mate. But he actually got a bloody good ball. So unlucky for him, but you'd rather get 99 than a duck burn.
Yeah, that's very true. So you're now, just because you make 50 as a bowler, you're giving out batting advice, are you?
That's the boy.
Well, if you actually look at the average this year, Burn, you'll see I'm averaging about 35.
Oh, nice.
All-rounder.
Yes.
Wow, all-rounder.
That's it. I reckon you are an all-rounder. Can you bat higher in the Redbacks next Shield game, you reckon, Chatty? Get up to about 5. That's where the greats go.
I'm marking it down at 9, Jars. You get the bat with the batter, or you still got a couple of wickets to come after. So 9 suits me perfect.
Good to have Jamie Siddons back on deck. Obviously had a bit of time away from the game.
Yeah, that's right. He's come back refreshed and with a positive attitude. So we've welcomed him back as a side. And he's pumped to be back. And what a start for him to come back and beat the Whackers.
Now, mate. Just before you go there, Jars, just need to ask him something. We were very happy that Jamie Siddons was in control when you guys won, because Greg Blewett has been marching around the studios, especially on a Saturday morning, chest out, saying he is the Redbacks. They are no good unless I'm in control.
Flog-like
so we're
behavior.
Very happy.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Burn, on Saturday morning, Blue was nowhere to be seen. Blokes were wanting throwdowns and no batting coach there.
Oh, he wasn't either.
He was in studio, big noting himself. Gee, Blewett, the skinny one.
Oh,
he does sneak off the gym every now and again as well.
He does. He said that. But a great performance, as you said there, Chad. But there's been signs pre-Christmas, wasn't there, amongst the group? You and I obviously spoke off air, and you felt that the confidence and the momentum was really building for after Christmas. And that was a great result against WA, because that now knocks on the door for some finals cricket.
Yeah, that's right. We did play some great cricket leading up to Christmas and got that win against Tasmania. We had that losing streak, but not, I guess, there was draws involved in that as well where we were close to winning. So now coming out of Christmas, beating WA puts us in great stead leading into the last three games. And I guess if we win those, then we're a great chance of being in that final.
Yeah, speaking of finals, do you think, you're in fourth position at the moment. Do you think you can really match it with the likes of the New South Wales of the competition now?
I think we gave it a fair crack in the first game we played against with their Aussie players. So they're out of the side now and a few playing Australia A duties as well. So their side won't be as strong as it has been in the past. So we're a great chance to go over there and knock them off.
Chad Sayers from the Redbacks chatting to us at the moment. Now, Chad, earlier in the interview, I said, what time did you get home this morning? You said, a couple of beers, back home with the family, which is beautiful stuff to hear. But give us the 3-2-1 votes, who would have got them. Jake Weatherwald, is he an all-nighter? Is Agar now strutting around with his singlet on?
Agar's always strutting around now. He's got a few wickets under his belt.
What about the old dog Ferg, who made a duck?
Right. Berg's pretty tame now, but I would have thought Weatherald, Nilsson, Henry Hunt. There you go.
Oh,
wow.
Just getting home this morning.
Just rolling in. When is training? When's your next training?
Tonight.
We got a couple of days off, so we go back Thursday. But no, I'm sure the boys looked after themselves last night. They'll be ready for the next game.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Yeah. Good luck, and let's have a real crack at winning the Shield this year.
That's right. No, I love being on, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Chad. Thanks, take Chatty. Care, and we'll speak again. There he is, Chatty Sayers from the Redbacks cricket side. Great performance. You wrote him off start of Christmas.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You and I were in constant dialogue.
Here he goes.
And you wrote him off.
I didn't.
I've been on their bandwagon for 4 years now.
It's the total opposite. I said they're all right. You wrote them off.
It's the rush hour. Now, I need to talk to you, Burn, and the family.
Yes.
About something that I was very disturbed about the other day at the lights.
Oh, no.
Henley Beach Road.
Yes.
Corner of Henley Beach Road and Marion Road.
I know exactly where that is.
I was parked behind a vehicle. I was going to take his photo, his number plate of this individual. Now, there was a young man sitting in his driver's seat. We were waiting at the lights for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put the stopwatch on for 3 minutes. This young man looked at himself in the mirror, in the rear mirror.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Farting around with his blonde hair, making sure he got it right.
You hate this.
I could not believe what I was seeing. He was so engrossed in his hair. He didn't give a stuff about the rest of us VKLs. He was just making sure he got it right. And he got frustrated. I could see how frustrated this young man was getting, Bern.
Frustration.
He was getting really frustrated, flicking his hair to the left and flicking it to the right. Now, I'm sure he had it peroxide. I'm sure this young man. And then what morphed me into anger, he then looked at his guns. Because he had a singlet on. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Was it even hot?
Well, I beg your pardon. Yes. No, it was reasonable. It was windy. It
wasn't
windy.
Singlet weather. So
he was
he's
a bit windy
cannons,
what he was doing. Mate, I was not happy with the outcome. And the light then went green. And then it was about a 20-second pause. He kept looking at himself in the mirror and I'm thinking, right, I'm either going to get out of the car here and just go, hey, or the hand, left hand on horn.
Left hand on horn. You sure it wasn't Marcus Stoinis?
I'm telling you. Anti-man behaviour. It's not on. Women today suffer because the real men, we are dying breed.
Oh, that is... I can't handle that.
I was mortified.
Nah, I can't have it.
Have you got any examples? Because you used to roll around with a peroxide hairdo back in the day in a crow's jumper.
Few streaks, but... what are things just off the top of my head? Wearing skivvies? Can't have that.
Yes.
I can't have that.
Skivvies!
Ankle socks where you can't see any sock.
Don't start me. When I used to coach the Gazer Footy Club, three quarters of those boys were walking around with those ankles hanging out.
Well, you've sort of covered this one. Flexing or checking yourself out in reflection of windows.
Yes.
Or your shadow.
Here, honestly. His mum would have been ashamed.
One? What about this one? This is my favourite. Holding a stubby by only the neck with two fingers. That's disgraceful behaviour.
And we're loving the Superloop Adelaide 500 and very excited about the fact that it's only a couple of days away. Jars has already given you an exclusive forecast for the next...
Beautiful.
So what are you saying? The sun's going to burn the clouds?
This dark cloud will burn off by tomorrow morning and then she's going to be beautiful for the start of Thursday's Superloop 500, Adelaide 500. 4 days of pure racing.
Nice.
We've got 3 nights of outstanding concerts. We do it better than anyone. Yeah. All right, Shawnee boy?
Every night's a boomer.
We've got bars happening. We've got the atmosphere is unbelievable. I'm telling you right now. Now, what I love about this, the new trackside facility.
Tell us about that.
Have I told you about that?
No, tell us about it.
Bern, you listening?
Yes, listening.
Fully catered in bistro-style seating. That's us.
Yes.
And with sensational race views. The best in the world, my boy. Best. And access to the after race club party.
Oh, that sounds like me.
Is that you?
And you?
Oh, mate. Can't wait, Sean. Come on.
I don't know why I didn't trust you. I've double-checked. I've gone onto an app, the weather app here, because, you know, you're talking about the weather. You're 100% right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, temps around 23 to 29 Perfect. Degrees. No rain.
No.
So it's not good. Sometimes it gets really hot.
It's too hot. Extreme for the drivers. Oh. So the drivers will be licking their lips.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Hey, tickets are still available across all days from $45. So get your group together and book at superloopadl500.com.au.
Good. Nice. What's up next, buddy?
Strange surgeries.
Oh.
This is about Dermot Brereton.
Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars and Triple M.
One of the greats to play our game, Bern, was Dermot Brereton. He was absolutely lethal as a player. Now, I played against him when he was just about on the end of his great career because his body was banged up physically.
Yep.
And mate, a couple of times there, I feared for my life because that's when you could come off the line at the centre bounce.
Yep.
And he was the best at it. But now, I read a story yesterday, and he went in for surgery yesterday to repair his spine, which is bent and twisted. His 26th major operation in his football
26.
Career. He's been under 26 times to repair his body because he played lethal football. A brilliant football mind, as we know, elite skills. I don't know how he's done it. And he,
I don't know.
And it's, you know, when you read the story, he couldn't get out. His partner had to get him out of bed. He can't put his socks on. Mm. So he had surgery yesterday on that spine. And it got me thinking, what's the strangest injury you received in a game, Byrne?
Yeah, I've had a few strange ones, actually. Normally not the biggest injuries, but I split the webbing between my thumb and my finger one day. It went all the way down my thumb and up my finger. And I could look down inside my hand.
Stop.
And it was like air. Oh, it was like almost air in there. So they stitched that up and went back out. But
was that playing footy?
Was playing footy. Tom Hawkins kicked me. Another one, I split my big toe in half. I went. I had a sprig where there was a long stop, went down under my boot, under my nail, split my big toe in half. Can you believe that? I've got a photo. I need to... I'll show you a photo in a sec.
I can.
It's ridiculous. I ended up in surgery, had, I don't know, 16 stitches or something to sew my toe back together, which was very, very painful to walk on. I couldn't walk for a few days.
Well, I had to get my groin done.
Mm-hmm.
So I was opened up both sides, left and right, by one of the great groin surgeons back in 94. Greg Anderson and I were under the same doctor. He was doing the left side of my groin.
Yeah.
And then while he was at it, while he was having a fag and the cigarette butts went on my chest while he was darting away, he opened up my right side and he thought, wow, that needs to be repaired. So after 700,000 kilometres, I got fixed up.
Yeah.
And brand new. But I've been very lucky as an individual playing our great sport. But there's a tweet, Shawnee. From Fat Jack, you going to read that out?
Yeah, my phone went flat.
Yeah, well, there it is there. Fat Jack gave us
yes.
Here we go.
That would have hurt.
Yeah, you need me to read this out. I don't trust you with this one. His left scrotal bag was split and the testy dropped out and it hung in the breeze by the blood vessel. He's written here, FFFFing painful. Yeah. The trainer with fingers like sausages attempted to reinsert it.
133353. Let's get on the phones. Tell us what's the strangest injury you've received during a game or any sport you've played, and we've got a great prize.
Oh, this is an amazing prize for the best caller. You guys can pick this out.
Yeah, nice.
The ultimate day out at the Superloop Adelaide 500. Oh. So what we're talking about here is not just tickets for Friday, but you get a course car lap, so a lap around. I know. And a merch pack as well. It's a really, really specky merch pack. So this is an incredible prize. Superloop Adelaide 500. All of that sort of gear for the best caller on 133353. Strangest injuries you've got during a game. It could be...
And have you had more than 26 operations?
Well, that's not a prerequisite, but if you have, call us up, impress us. Triple M, Rush Hour, Bernie and Charles.
Took its toll. The great Dermot Brereton had his 26th major operation yesterday to repair his body. And obviously the way he played, he was lethal and brutal. And it got us thinking, what's the strangest injury you received during a game of football? 133353 is our number and our family has responded. Michael of Banksia Park. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very good. Thanks, mate. Tell us about your weird injury.
Okay, not so much weird, but 15 years ago, running around the Namek Hills, I broke my neck.
Broke your neck?
Yeah, but the strange thing at the time, I had trainers that were freaking out and panicking and not knowing really how to deal with something.
Yeah.
Laying on the ground, I bit my tongue in the protest, and the umpire was trying to send me off for the blood rule.
Oh, no, Michael.
So the poor trainer was sitting there holding my neck, yelling at the umpire, saying, if you touch him, I'll punch you.
Oh. And you fully recovered, my friend?
Look, 15 years ago, mate, I still get headaches and stuff, but, you know, no spinal cord damage, so I'm up and about, but I had some surgery to get it fixed. So.
Good boy. Well done, mate. Thanks for sharing that. Yes, Ben.
Do you know Kurt Tippett did that one day at training? What? Broke his neck. Yeah. He didn't know at the time. And Craigie thought he was a little bit soft, Tippo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, get up, get up. Yeah. He's kicking him at training. And he had a broken neck. Had to wear a neck brace for 6 weeks after that. And then Craigie, I don't even think Craigie apologised. Nah. I just think he was trying to toughen him up.
He was brutal. Anthony of Powell Howie. G'day, mate.
How are you, guys?
Very well, thanks. Tell us about your injury.
I was actually fielding, playing cricket, and you know, on the hard wickets where the hard wicket might sit up a little bit higher than the turf around it.
Yes.
One of our teammates happened to throw the cricket ball in from boundary, and it hit that square on and ricocheted straight into my mouth.
Oh, your mouth!
Yep. It God, smashed it out all my front teeth, all my bottom teeth.
Tone.
And I managed to bite my tongue in the process. So that swelled up like a balloon.
Oh, no.
And the worst thing about it, I was only in year 8 at the time. And my mum actually wasn't at the cricket.
Yeah.
So they took me to the hospital. And no one could do anything to me without her consent. So I sat there for about 5 hours until someone could get there. This is back before mobile. Everyone had mobile phones.
Oh, no, mate. Gee, thanks for that, Anthony. Jace of Aldinga. Jace.
Yeah, go. How you going, guys?
Good, mate. What's your injury?
Well, it's not so much of a crazy injury. I was playing basketball and we had about 30 seconds left to go in the game and I played the whole game. Yeah. And I tore my hamstring, and my GP said it was the worst hamstring she'd ever seen. It was 30 centimetres long by 4 centimetres deep, and it was still on the bone.
Oh, wow. So 30 centimetre tear.
Four centimetres
deep. Yeah, it's a monster hamstring injury. That's a lot.
And how are you going now with it, Jace?
Yeah, I think it came off the bone at one stage because he sits in a ball now. So sits at like the top of my thigh, at the back. So yeah, it's quite interesting.
Beautiful, Jace. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go to Simo, Simon of Andrew's Farm. G'day, mate.
How are you guys? Look, I was probably under 15s or under 16s playing in the playing footy and caught the sprig in the nether regions, and one of my testes decided to fall out the sack.
Oh. What did you try and do? Did you try and poke it back in?
Oh, God. I was a little bit shocked to do anything.
Oh, that's got to hurt. Run us through the pain.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Run us through the pain. What did you think?
Look, bit of a shock at first. I thought I just copped it, you know, copped the old boot in the in the testes, or you know, nothing of it, and then I felt the wetness, and then built down, and it's sitting on my leg.
Yeah. I reckon that'll do.
And you're functioning well, Jace, Simon.
I've got 3 kids, I'm all good.
Well done, mate. You're a little superstar.
You're a trooper.
Oh, there's some great calls there. All great right, Bernie, you're going to give the great prize to?
Oh,
Michael from Banksia Park broke his neck. Blood rule. Anthony from Paralowie.
I reckon Anthony from Paralowie.
Cricket ball in the gob.
The cricket ball in the gob, but not only just the cricket ball in the gob off the side of the pitch. He had to wait in at the hospital for 5 hours because his mum wouldn't answer her phone.
Well, there's no mobile
consent.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well done, Anthony. Great congratulations, mate.
Great. Thanks, guys.
You're going to the Superloop. You're not just going to the Superloop Adelaide 500. You've got that course car lap as well and the merch and the tickets for Friday as well. Congratulations.
Oh, you ripper. Thank you very much.
Well done, Tane. Well played.
Cheers, guys.
Got the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. And for those who aren't in the studio, can't see the vision, that was the greatest yawn I've ever seen in my life from you.
Not from me. It's a lovely yawn. It means I'm up and about. But former Frio coach Rossi Lyon Byrne was chatting on a podcast with Sammy Newman called You Cannot Be Serious. It's very funny to listen to. Here he is, Ross Lyon, talking about an interesting phone call from the Adelaide Football Club.
I have a feeling, Ross, that this media shtick is just you're filling in time till you get the call to coach another AFL club. It's in your blood, I've got a feeling.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so.
What?
I've had no thought to coaching. Mark Ricciuto reached out just to have a chat, and that was around September. And I said, look, I'm not interested, but we spoke about football in general. As I sit here today, I think it's more unlikely than likely.
Did he offer you the job, Ross?
No.
Before Matthew Nix got it?
No, it was just a general discussion on their club. He wanted to know a bit about Fremantle, how I was, because his view was on performance, you probably should be there.
Mark Ricciuto reached out to you just to have a chat about how Fremantle were going.
About his club, and I asked about his club. It was very informal, and it was really, he felt an obligation that I was in the marketplace as the most experienced, due diligence, speak to me, and he needed to be able to tick that box.
Yeah, good. What did you think,
Ben? Interesting, isn't it?
Do you think he'll coach again, Ross Lyon?
Yeah, I think he will. I reckon we spoke about this, and we said that Adelaide should be looking at someone like that, obviously before Nixie
got it,
came along. But obviously a great appointment getting Nixie, but at the time we felt like we needed someone, didn't we?
If Kenny Hinkley fails in 2020, no finals. They have to play finals. Could Ross Lyon be the next Port Adelaide coach?
He could. Him or Michael Voss underneath him.
Okay.
There's another one. There's a few good around that club. But, yeah, I don't think Ross is done. You can tell by in his voice. He almost like's got that voice where it's like, I'm annoyed that I'm not coaching at the moment and I've got to say the right things.
Yep.
But I've still got, in my heart, I still want to coach.
Mm.
Did you feel that?
I think he's done, to be honest with you. I think he's cooked. He's had enough. You know, he. I think the Fremantle, the last 2 years, Fremantle squeezed every ounce of energy and passion out of him. So I think he's done. I think he's going to just pursue media. I think he'd be pretty good in the media.
Yeah, he certainly says what he thinks and gives you good insight into things. And he's always been very good in the media as a coach, so he's entertaining.
He keeps you on your guard.
Because he says what he thinks, which not enough people do these days. But I think he's a good coach. Whether he can get another role, who knows.
And good that Roo put a phone call out.
Yeah, as he said, he's doing his due diligence.
Absolutely.
Interviewing the most senior coach that was coming either out of contract or leaving a club. So well done to the Adelaide Footy Club for at least exploring that option.
Exploring,
Jazz.
But then, well done. Anyway, so what do you got on tonight?
Not too much tonight, mate. Pretty quiet.
Don't need a lift home?
Nah, not tonight. Okay. Nah. I'm driving midweek.
Jeez, you've changed since you got a new bit of a VKL from CMI Toyota.
Yeah, CMI. Jeez, they look after me, Jazz. You know what I was in?
What are you
in? Sahara. The new Land Cruiser Sahara.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. I almost need a heavy vehicle license for that. I was just taken over the road, and I loved it. Loved it.
That was well the done. Rush hour. And a fairly blatant plug for CMI as well.
Don't you start.
Thanks, Jace. Jason Dougie. Yeah, Christie's Beach.
Bernie and Charles, back tomorrow at 5:30 Triple M.